This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 43.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey there, welcome. Alex Pardo here, and I want to thank you guys because I've gotten a lot of questions submitted on the site at flipempire.com/questions. So, but a handful of questions have come in, and what I want to pick one of them in particular, and I promise for those of you who have submitted a question, I will feature it, answer it on an upcoming Q&A show. And two or three of the questions that came in relates to hiring, right? So one of the questions was actually a conversation I had with a friend of mine yesterday who's also a local wholesaler, and he's in the process of hiring a transaction coordinator. And his specific question was, you know, him and I have spoken in the past, and he also goes through a screening process. If you guys heard the one of the previous shows, I believe it was episode 25, which was where and how to hire. So if you guys just go to flipempire.com/episode 25, I encourage you to listen to that. And I believe in that episode, I talked about how you want to make sure that, you know, you don't just place an ad out there and then have a bunch of people send you resumes, and then you waste your time, you know, reviewing resumes and then contacting people. You want to make sure that you make people jump through certain hoops before you even get to the point where you schedule an interview with them. So definitely check out, you know, that episode. And he goes through the same exact process where they have to fill out an online questionnaire. You know, I believe he has them submit like a 3 to 5 minute video of themselves. You know, basically selling themselves, you know, why are they interested in the position? What value can they add to your team, et cetera? And he's at the point now where he's gone through a couple rounds of interviews and he's narrowed it down to two people, which he says are awesome. And they each are very different and they bring different things to the table. And he was asking me, you know, how to figure out who he should go with. And my answer to him was, and this is something that I'm not sure if he considered at the time, and I think he's decided to go this route. I gotta follow up with him. Is I told him, I said, man, hire them both. So, you know, and here's my thought process, and I've been through this in the past, and I've made the mistake of, you know, I remember about a year and a half ago, I was interviewing some people for a second lead manager position. And I remember at the time I was in between, I had narrowed it down to two candidates and I liked them both. Now, if I would have hired one person versus the other, depending on who I would have hired, I could have made a big mistake. And I'll tell you why. I ended up hiring, I spoke to my personal coach and he suggested to me at the time, he says, you know, if you have two people that you feel very, very good about, and you've gone through, you know, a pretty rigorous interview process, hire them both. And the thought process behind this is that if they're talented, if they're hungry, if they're the right fit, you're going to find the position for them within your business, right? And they're going to bring more to the table and they're going to add to your bottom line versus what you're going to pay them. At least that's, you know, every employee, every team member should always be bringing more to the team than what their salary or however you compensate them cost, okay? So I remember at the time I was down between two people and, you know, it ended up being that one of the people that I felt good about was a flop. It didn't work out. And when I say it was a flop, it was, they just, you know, they weren't as good at the position that, they just weren't the right fit for the position. And I'm kind of figuring out, I'm trying to think back here, and that's why I'm kind of at a loss for words. I'm trying to think back exactly what happened, but I recall they just weren't the right fit for that position. And one of the tweaks I made from there moving forward was that now I always have everybody take, when they get to the last stage of the interview process, I always have them take a Colby test. I believe it's index A. And this will tell you if the person is a high quick start, a low quick start, if they're a fact finder. It'll tell you a lot about the person. And what this tool does and this information gives you is it validates or confirms if you're putting that person into the right position. You guys may have heard me talk about a really good book that I recommend by the author is Jim Collins. It's called Good to Great. And he talks about making sure that you have the right people on the right bus in the right seat. And that's exactly what I'm talking about here. And I remember at the time, you know, my coach advised me, he said, hey, Alex, if you feel good about both people, hire them both, put them on a trial period of about, you know, a month to 2 months. And I did that. And I remember 30 days into it, one person was a rock star. He's still with me to this day. And the other person, it didn't work out. What would have happened? I think back now, what would have happened if I would have gone with a person that did not work out and I wouldn't have hired my current lead manager? I would have had to restart the whole process over again. And most importantly, I would have let, you know, a talented team member go and I wouldn't have given him the opportunity. So circling back to my friend here, who's looking for a transaction coordinator, I shared that story with him and I told him, I said, you know, if you have two people that you feel are very talented and that can bring a lot to the table, I said, number one, why don't you give them a couple different tasks? You know, so the first task, give them some very specific instructions on what you're looking for. I said, give them some specific instructions and give them a deadline. And what you're looking for is making sure that they follow instructions to a T. And number two, you want to make sure that they, you know, that they hit the deadline. And then the second task I want you to give them is the complete opposite. Don't give them specific instructions, but what you're looking for here is how resourceful is this person? You know, so you want to kind of give them a little bit of direction, let them know what you want the end result to look like, but how they get there and the path they take is going to be on them. So that's what I suggested. I said, first, give them a couple tasks, you know, and then if they both do well and they succeed at those tasks, bring them both on board on a 30-day probationary period, same exact role, and figure out the cream's going to rise to the top. You know, figure out who's going to shine in that position. And chances are one person is going to stand out from the other. So now you know you found your person. And if the other person is a rock star, you know, if they're talented, you're going to find a role for them. Just make sure that you have them go through the Colby test and make sure that, you know, whatever information you get from that test is in alignment with the type of, you know, position that you're putting that person into. So, again, a couple questions I got, you know, is in the arena of hiring and the hiring process and how to find certain people. And so I just wanted to share that with you, because I think if you find yourself in a position and if you go out there and you're placing ads and you're looking to build a team, you know, you're going to find yourself in a position where you're having a hard time deciding between two or even three people. And this is what I would suggest, especially if you're looking for, you know, an acquisitions manager or a dispositions or sales manager, someone that is getting compensated based on, you know, them bringing value, i.e. deals to the table or them selling deals. Especially in those situations, I would hire two, three people at the same time. Okay. And then not only do you get to train these people together, but, you know, like I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, the cream's going to rise to the top. You know, I think it's a big mistake, and I've made this in the past where, you know, you hire one person, you may or may not be right. It could be 50-50. And again, you know, what happens in my case if I would have hired the other guy versus the one that that's still on my team today? I would have made a big mistake, and I would have had to have gone back to the drawing table to look for somebody else, and I would have let somebody very valuable go. So, hopefully you get some value from this. Let me know if you have any questions. Go to flipempire.com, click on Ask Alex, and I look forward to catching you on this Monday's masterclass. So make sure to check it out. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.